My name is Jose Duran. I was born and raised in Mexico City, and I became chef since I was in Mexico. My company decided to open 3 restaurants in the United States. They were Los Portones, and I was as an executive chef. The first year was pretty good, but it was not the model like I used to be. So didn't went through and succeed in the market because it was no time for Mexican cuisine. So I start and became remain and I start to be in San Diego, and I start to work as a cook in a Holiday Inn Embarcadero in the early 80s. Then I work in Mr. A's, all in San Diego, California. And then my first work as a chef, as an executive chef, was in 1983 in Casa Bandini in Old Town, San Diego. Then I work over there like for 6 years, and I bought my own restaurant in Broadway, 12 on Broadway, but it was a Reaganomics and I couldn't make it. So I went back to the business to work at General Dynamics. In that particular time, it was the war between Iraq and the United States. So I was feeding all the guys who were making war missiles, the Tomahawks, and heavy equipment for war equipment. Then, after that, they closed and the war was over. I started to work in Casa Guadalajara as a chef.
Like, when you were in Mexico, what was your early childhood like? Like, where you grew up and how was your family life?
It was very, I was born around the city. And it was poor, but happy, playing games. And it was very nice. And I learned a lot of stuff about being when you are raised in a small city, it's pretty nice.
What were some of the challenges you had to face?
From business, because there's not too, it was not too many opportunities in the market.
What was your variation of the American dream? So how was the American dream back when you were young?
It was beautiful, because I always want to be in the United States. And my father, who was born in the United States in Indiana, told me, if you want to just become to United States, I can just help you to be there. And my American dream was to teach people how to cook the real Mexican cuisine in the United States.
Authentic. What made you want to come to America?
To grow up my family, to give to them better source of life. My sister-in-law helped me. She gave it to me, a shelter, at least for the first weeks that I was. I came with my family to United States. And she gave it to me, a shelter, at least for a week, for 4 or 5 weeks.
How many siblings did you have? What was your first job here in America?
It was as a line cook, cooking in a Holiday Inn Embarcadero in San Diego.
What was your first thought about America? Did you, like, think it was weird or the culture was weird?
The first trouble was the communication, the language.
The language barrier.
I was learning English from England, and the American is more easy.
The old English?
The old English, and it's very polite.
Very fancy.
And very fancy.
Different.
And I had trouble with people thinking that I was disrespecting them. Talking, trying to
all
teach
fancy.
Them, yeah, fencing them.
How did you come across Casa Guadalajara?
I connect with my boss, she owns the restaurant back of the days in Casa Bandini. So we reconnected in 1995, and she allowed me to become an executive chef at Casa Guadalajara since 1995, and I'm still working as executive chef.
Why do you think people were jealous of you and how successful you were?
Yep, when you try to become a chef, you gain sometimes people that they're not happy with you. The first, I remember back in the days, one of my colleagues, one of the chefs, called me the chef enchiladero, Mr. Enchilada Chef. So it didn't bother me at all because I took it as a joke.
Are you happy being a chef?
Yes, I am. I am happy because I'm teaching new generations, new recipes, and I got a good taste.
How did you feel when you got promoted to sous chef at Casa Guadalajara?
I believe really proud about, and I feel I was doing the right thing.
For your family?
For my family, for my kids. And nothing is for free because I was learning, I was doing my GED, my scholarship, working, and by side, going through the evenings to go back to school to do my scholarship.
Okay. When you finally got promoted to head chef, how did you feel?
I feel with a lot of responsibilities. Because being a head chef, it means that you know it's no. The basic is to cook, but when you are executive chef or head chef, you need to be in charge of the people that comes by to eat. And being a chef, it's about health, follow up health procedures. And also they call P&L in time labor. So those are so many things together. I already have my American dream because I got my family who I love so deeply. I got my grandchildren that those are the extension of our lives. And I'm really proud of every single member of my family that I can see way how I succeed, because to succeed in the life, it doesn't mean to make a lot of money. It's to see your siblings, your brothers, sisters, kids, sons and daughters, they succeed in the life.
What was your goal through this whole entire journey of your life and coming here in America?
It was to learn about the culture and follow up my American dream, that buy a house, have my family, and got a big family.
Do you wish you could change anything now, or?
Probably if I couldn't change something in my life, will be spend more time with my family. That's the only that I can regret.
How do you feel right now?
I feel happy. I feel like I succeed. I live day per day trying to think about my retirement, but also I'm gonna still keep on going working. Because I love to work. To me, work, it's a gift.
Well, thank you for sitting here with me and talking about your life. Isn't that easy just to spill all the details, because they just lie deep in your heart?
Thank you so much for just remind and made me remind about every single step in my life, which is easy to talk, but it's a long way to journey. Thank you.